This is Dr. Masood Shah declaring patient's name is Stanley Sokolowski, S-O-K-O-L-O-W-S-K-I, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/15/1948. Date of service is 5/19/2026. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's sitting up in his chair. He said that he's doing fine. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He does complaints of joint pains. He states that his arthritis has been bothering him. Continues to complain of pain in his back. He denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He said that he's eating well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema and skin changes, both lower extremities. Impression. Impression number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Next, chronic stasis dermatitis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, intravascular dementia. Next, depressive disorder major. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, history of gout. Next, chronic back pain. Next, chronic iron deficiency anemia. Next, history of sleep apnea. Next, GERD, next DJD, next BPH. Treatment plan, discuss with the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be stable. We'll check routine labs. We'll check hemoglobin A1C, check urine for microalbumin, and we'll continue current medications, encourage him to do some activity and some exercise. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 5/19/2026. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's doing better. He has significant swelling of the lower extremities. He states that it's progressively gotten a little worse. He has been taking his water medications. He states that he has been sleeping with sitting with his foot hanging down. He denies any complaints of chest pain off and on. He does lays on the recliner and gets his feet elevated. Denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities, worse on the right side. Impression number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling, worse on the right. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin requiring. Next, history of CVA with right-sided weakness. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, history of aortic stenosis, status quo TAVR, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypokalemia, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He will continue his current medications, will check repeat labs. His potassium was to be rechecked, but still not done. We'll have it repeated. We'll continue other medications. He was encouraged and is strongly recommended that he needs to keep his legs elevated. He will adjust his diuretic dosage once the lab workup is back. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. Any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9/14/1952. Date of service is 5/19/2026. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She stated that she is feeling well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart or SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one, history of recurrent UTI, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next morbid obesity, next history of CHF, next COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next major depressive disorder, next anxiety disorder, next history of left adnexal cyst, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. Her blood sugars were reviewed and it is elevated. I have suggested that we increase her dose of the Lantus to 50 units. I'll continue on her other medications. Continue to monitor her sugars. I have strongly advised her that she cut back on sweets or carbs. She is doing some therapy as per the patient. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms, she will let the nurses know. I have recommended to have a repeat urinalysis done, period. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is A. Abu Ghazaleh, A-B-U-G-H-A-Z-A-L-E-H, F-A-Y-E. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 5/19/2026. Ms. Abu Ghazaleh is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She stated that she's doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall has been doing well. She wants if we can cut back on her, some of her medications. Otherwise, had been doing good. No other complaints on examination. General appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheeze. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Next, history of DVT / PE. Next, history of lung nodules, next history of early cognitive deficit. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. We'll continue current medications. Explain to her that she is on medication that she needs to take. We'll continue the same. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her progress. I encourage her to eat better, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.